This is 2MCE.
This is 2MCE.
I'm Lauren Bohane.
I'm Bill Orme.
The latest
local
and rural news.
You're on CSU.
CSU.
CSU Radio.
Good morning and welcome to CSU News. I'm Bill Ormond. Ahead on the show, the latest information on climate change and how it might affect Central West residents.
The motivation for taking action clearly comes out of the impacts that have been observed and that are projected into the future.
And afterwards, we'll take a look at a local sexual assault prevention program gone global.
When it was released in 2017, really showed the troubles on all university campuses relating to sexual assault and sexual harassment.
And in entertainment, Matt Sheepers provides us a sneak preview on tonight's Music Appreciation Society event in Bathurst. Yeah.
We have artists coming over from the US, fresh off their tour, and they're going to be able to converse with some of our local artists, our local talent, people within our community. It makes it a little bit more real.
And as always, we've got plenty of sport coming your way, so stay tuned.
This is CSU Radio.
Welcome to CSU News. Leading our program today, it was the hottest July in recorded history, and countries such as Greece are still dealing with the fallout, battling yet another year of severe bushfires. Environmental reporter Kate Kiernan met up with a scientist who is trying to extinguish the threat of climate change.
A United Nations report is warning that the world's food security is being compromised by outdated farming practices. The special report highlights how the world's current farming practices have contributed to around a quarter of greenhouse gas emissions due to the increasing pressures on fertile soil. The report urges all countries to commit to sustainable land use with more than 500 million people already affected by climate change. Report co-author Professor Hans Otto Portner says the report is alarming and that global farming practices need to adapt to a changing climate.
The motivation for taking action clearly comes out of the impacts that have been observed and that are projected into the future and that are related to the changes in global mean surface temperature increasing to 1.5 and a little bit beyond.
Humans affect more than 70% of the Earth's surface, and a quarter of that is already degraded. Positive action is needed now in order to combat the pressures of climate change.
Thanks to Kate Kiernan for that report. Moving on, and Bathurst-based reporter Bridget DeSetto reveals how a local sexual awareness program has gone viral.
Playwright's a two-hour face-to-face interactive consent education program to really cater to the needs of university students and what they need to know about sex and sexual relationships as they move into this new phase of their lives.
Charles Sturt University leaders are looking back after years since the Playing Right initiative was implemented to lead the way for pastoral care in students.
I'll be here till the end of time, so you've got to let me know, should I stay or should I go?
It came about in response to the Australian Human Rights Commission Change the Course report, which, when it was released in 2017, really showed the troubles on all university campuses relating to sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Corey Byrne, a previous residential advisor for the Bathurst campus, said it was important for students to be educated on the so-called grey area around sexual assault.
Playing Right is a program. It's been implemented here on CSU as sexual assault and harassment was a component of university, and the program shines light on sexual harassment and assault in more of a lighter way and calmer way.
Students who have returned to Bathurst campus for another year of study have also attended a compulsory workshop.
Here at CSU, it became a compulsory program for all on-campus students. So when it first came out, it was only initiated for oncoming students, and we saw it was a positive impact and change on first years. So it was then implemented into all residences. So if you stayed on campus, it was a compulsory component to be able to live on campus, which then had a positive impact and change towards on-campus living. exciting.
The Playing Right initiative has now gone worldwide, with other universities taking on board of the program to educate students about sexual assault and harassment.
It's not a yes unless it's a hell yes!
Thank you to Bridget DeSetto with that report. In entertainment now, and the annual CSU Bathurst Bar Night is taking place tonight. Matt Sheepers provides you with a sneak peek of the event.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain.
This Thursday, we'll see Charles Sturt University's Rafters Bar light up as it hosts Bar Night, When I Grow Up, the inaugural event created by the Music Appreciation Club. The uni's newest student-run club aims to kick things off with a bang, with the lineup for the event featuring some of Australia's biggest names in music at the moment. The night will see the likes of Just a Gent, Kinder and Raj Mahal take the stage, as well as local musician and former CSU student Nossi Ras, who will be making his debut performance. Many members of the Music Appreciation Club are musicians themselves and hope they can establish a live music culture for students in Bathurst. Robert Jinks is one of the club's founding members and has an enthusiastic passion towards live music.
Well, the Music Appreciation Club has a few goals, but always on campus it's just to provide live music, a bit of live entertainment, broaden a couple of people's ideas of what music is and all that sort of stuff.
While the club and event are bringing some big names to Bathurst, Mr. Jinks says promoting and encouraging local musicians is just as important, which is why the lineup also features an array of local acts who will be performing throughout the night.
So what we strive to do is just give the opportunity to have local artists play with these big artists, these artists who are coming off big festival lineups. We have artists coming over from the US, fresh off their tour, and they're going to be able to converse with some of our local artists, our local talent, people within our community. It makes it a little bit more real.
The club hopes tonight will be the first of many events in Bathurst it hosts, promoting a fun and exciting atmosphere for students to truly appreciate live and local music.
Thanks to entertainment reporter Matt Sheepers for the story there, and thanks to Bathurst Musical Appreciation Society for giving us access to the event.
This is CSU Radio.
And finally, it's time for sport. Here's Lauren Bohane.
To MCE.
In rugby league, and the CSU Mungos claimed victory in the New Era Cup Grand Final. Max Barnum has the details.
Victorious at last, CSU's rugby league team, the Mungos, obliterated the Orange Barbarians 30-0 in Saturday's New Era Grand Final clash. As the full-time whistle blew at Diggings Oval, Mungo's players sprinted from the bench to embrace their teammates, while other long-time members of the club collapsed on the ground as they were overcome with emotion. After two gut-wrenching years of grand final heartbreak, there were tears of joy for the CSU Mungo's. Mungo's president and lock, Jacob Watkin, still in disbelief after the victory.
It hasn't quite sunk in yet. Obviously, the last 2 years we haven't been, you know, fortunate to win it, but yeah, actually winning one still hasn't sunk in. I know, like, obviously very happy, and I know, like, within the next few days it's probably going to feel more, like, feel like it's actually happened.
CSU never seemed troubled from the start, scoring within the second minute off the back of a 50-metre run. With CSU dominating possession and field position, Captain Billy Dickinson and the rest of his troops could show their talent. Along with a great team attitude that sealed the cup, many individual efforts from the team helped to claim grand final glory for the Mungos.
The usual suspects, Billy Dickinson, Cal Flanagan, Kyle Madden was unreal, Todd Patterson come back, he had such a good game.
With CSU losing a lot of players from last year's Mungos side, the team had to rebuild with a fresh intake of boys, finding one of the best young talents in the Central West, Joseph Cody.
At the start of the year, we were thinking we were going to be pretty thin in the halves, and then yeah, we've got a diamond in the rough with Joey. Look, to be honest, if we don't have him, we probably don't make the grand final or win it. So he's been unreal for us.
Nerves were high for the club on grand final day, as the Mungos had a slow start to their season, originally going down to the Barbarians in round one.
I just remember thinking, oh god, this could be a long year, but as the years gone on, like, other players just really, really stepped it up and obviously got to the point where we are now.
The CSU Mungos now holding the New Era Cup high. They'll be ready to put up a strong title defence and be victorious once again next year.
Thanks to Rugby League reporter Max Barnum for that report. Moving on to rugby union, and it was 2 of 3 for the CSU Mitchell Rugby Club on Saturday, as first grade and the women's team advanced to finals. Unfortunately, second grade could not complete the fairy tale, falling victim to the Mudgee Wombats 18-12. Meanwhile, the first grade survived a late fight back to win 32 points to 29 against the Wombats in the New Holland Agriculture Cup. They will now play Narromine at Kale Oval this Saturday afternoon. Finally, the women's team travelled to Cowra and proved why they're a force to be reckoned with, thrashing West Wylong. Daniel Adamson has the story.
The CSU women's side are heading into this week's qualifying final on a hot run of form after huge wins in their last two final matches. The girls are coming off a 47-7 win against West Wylong in their most recent fixture and are now one win away from the grand final. CSU will come against the Orange Emus in their qualifying final, and coach Dominic Huggett believes their loss to them last time won't be playing on the mind of his players.
And in all honesty, they got a penalty try and they got a few easier tries, which is just, you know, we need clean up. And in saying that, we still had numbers out and plays out position. So I truly think that once we go in, if we play our best game, we will beat them.
However, the girls' run to the finals has not been smooth sailing. After two heavy defeats against Narromine and Forbes, Huggett said the girls had an honesty session to discuss where their season was heading.
With over 30-plus players, you sometimes not all on the same page, and we just had to be on the same page where we want to go in competitive or just see what we can do with the numbers we got. The girls decided to go in competitive, and with a few injuries coming back and a few players getting put into their correct positions, it made the world of difference.
CSU vs Emus will be followed by Bathurst Bulldogs and Narromine, as both clubs take on each other to secure the other grand final spot. Kick-off for CSU will be at 10:30 a.m.
Moving on to the World Game, and roving reporter Caitlin Kurtz followed a Bathurst Football Club's mission to bring greater awareness to those struggling with mental illness.
Charles Sturt University's soccer teams braved the cold for charity last weekend at the annual Headspace Cup. Last weekend brought some of the coldest weather in the Central West this winter, with snow in Bathurst for the first time in 4 years and surrounding areas blanketed in snow all weekend. Headspace Cup pit CSU's football club against Bathurst combined clubs, with the Bathurst group of teams taking the win this year. CSU players also fundraise on the day by running the canteen at the event and collecting entry donations at Proctor Park. Each CSU player purchased a wristband on the day, with proceeds going to Headspace. Lithgow teams' games set to be held on the day were cancelled due to road closures between Lithgow and Bathurst after significant snowfalls. Oberon games were cancelled on Saturday and Sunday, also due to snow. Heavy rain and even a sprinkling of snow fell in Bathurst during the games on Sunday. The event saw fewer spectators than last year due to the cold, wet weather, but there were still plenty of contributions to Headspace from players and their families. Headspace is a mental health organisation providing counselling and other support services for youth aged 12 to 25 years.
That was Caitlin Kurtz with the story. Lastly, in AFL, and the Bathurst Bushrangers Rebels have secured top spot in the Central West AFL ladder, heading into the finals. The minor premiership comes after the second-placed Orange Tigers game was postponed then cancelled this week due to weather conditions. The two teams will play off next week for a grand final spot, while the loser will play either the Bathurst Giants or a surging Dubbo Demons team.
Thanks very much to Lauren Bohane there with sport. And with grand finals happening across the Central West this weekend and the chance for premiership glory within reach, from all of us here at CSU News, good luck.
Woke up this morning from the strangest dream. I was in the biggest army the world has ever seen. We were marching as one on the road to the Holy Grail.
trail. Started out seeking fortune and glory. It's a short song, but it's a hell of a story. When you spend your lifetime trying to get your hands on the Holy Grail. But have you heard about the Great Crusade? We ran into millions and nobody got paid. Yeah, we raised four corners of the globe for the Holy Grail. Thank you.